It's not hard to spot Michael Wheeler, especially if you frequent spots on his regular jogging route. For Levi Van Zant, a driver for a private transportation service, it seems like Wheeler is everywhere.
I see him all over the place. Off Southwest Trafficway a lot. You'll see him at the plaza running. I see him all over the place.
As for Michael Wheeler, he gets a big kick out of all the attention. Wheeler's a slim 61-year-old black man with a finely trimmed white beard and glasses. For the last couple years, he's run in his homemade Superman outfit almost every day.
When I put it on, I start feeling the strength, almost like in a movie, like Superman. I hit that door, and I get my energy and my strength.
Wheeler typically starts off his morning runs from his midtown apartment.
All right, ready?
Okay.
I meet up with him as he hits east towards Main Street.
You'll make this light. You'll make it. Yes, sir. It's an art in running. Come on, like a dance, you know. You know, like a ballet dancer. You just got these straps, but then running. I try to run gracefully. It's not by speed, just by pacing yourself. All right,
man.
All right.
Wheeler has been running for nearly 40 years. He wasn't always dressed like this. He says he's been through every state twice. He doesn't have a job, but says he's done this by living simply and from getting support from people who offer it along the way. Wheeler likens himself to the classic film character Forrest Gump, who ran throughout the country witnessing major historic moments.
This has been my passion all my life. Yeah. Just like little Forrest. In the movie, he ran from the bullies. That's how I did. That's how I got into running. I got tired of getting beat up, so I learned how to run.
But while Forrest ran to run, Wheeler has a more specific cause. He's running for Jesus.
I'm an evangelist, but I'm a running evangelist. I run to spread the good news around.
Across the Superman symbol on Wheeler's shirt and hat is the word Jesus. Jesus Saves is embroidered on Wheeler's red cape. Wheeler says it's his running and his faith that have lifted him from a serious depression and bout with drugs when he was a young military draftee. He says he runs like this to motivate people, to put a smile on their face. For a long time, Wheeler would travel the country, often wheeling around a big wooden cross. He'd preach on street corners. He still does sometimes. Wheeler said it's led to him getting arrested a lot. We hit Main Street and take a left toward downtown.
I have to stop for a minute. We have run a total of two blocks.
Yes.
And in those two blocks, you've gotten fist pumps, and you've gotten really weird looks, and you've gotten high fives. Is this typical?
Oh, yeah.
It's comical, because that's the first time he come flying in here. Not literally. But I couldn't help from laughing. I said, Michael, what's this all about?
Former Mayor Pro Tem Alvin Brooks is a longtime friend of Wheeler's. Brooks heads the ad hoc group against crime, and he and Wheeler became close after Wheeler's sister was brutally murdered in the 80s. Brooks says Wheeler's always been religious. His father and grandfather were preachers. But Wheeler first started doing his runs for Jesus after joining Brooks' anti-crime group. They'd demonstrate outside drug houses in the neighborhood. Then one time, Wheeler decided to do a Jericho run, or seven laps around one of the houses.
And one of the little dope dealers came out and hit him and beat him with a 2x4 board, a piece of lumber. And he was laid up for a while, and scarred up for a while. And I think that gave him the more impetus to do what he's doing now. And I think he's doing it for justice. He's doing it for his own religious purposes, for Christian purposes as he sees it.
How you doing? We're in at Crown Center here on 25th and Grand. How you doing?
The final stretch of Wheeler's daily run is the plaza in the evening. It's raining.
Where our finish line is. About three more blocks to finish line.
Finish line?
Yeah.
What finish line?
On this course. How you doing?
How are you?
Doing super.
It's around 6 p.m. when we arrive at the end, 48th Street in Pennsylvania. I ask Wheeler if he thinks he'll ever stop doing this.
No, I think I'm running till I take my last breath.
Wheeler says once he gets back to his apartment later, he'll do some praying, work on a book about his travels, and get ready for another day of running. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.